Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's made a dramatic intervention in the election campaign, saying the rise of the Teal independents is good for democracy. He's dismissed Prime Minister Scott Morrison's warning that a cavalcade of independents is a recipe for chaos and instability. Ahead of a keynote speech in Washington, Mr. Turnbull insists he's not encouraging people to vote for independents who are challenging the Liberal Party in some of its blue ribbon seats. Mr. Turnbull speaking here with our reporter David Lipson.
Malcolm Turnbull, let's be clear on this first. Are you urging people to vote for Teal independents?
I'm not urging people to vote for any candidate, Teal or otherwise. I'm simply making some observations on the nature of modern politics in Australia and in the United States for the benefit of an American audience whom I'm addressing this evening.
You talk in your speech about the capture of the Liberal Party being thwarted by independents winning seats. That sounds a bit like an endorsement of Teal candidates.
Well, what the Teal candidates are doing is they are, if you like, responding to the fact that many traditional or habitual large L Liberal Party voters feel that the Liberal Party no longer speaks to their values. And the, you know, the issues that this is centred on, as we know, is action on climate change and integrity in particular. And there are others, of course.
Is it good for democracy, the rise of these Teal independents in Australia?
Well, it's always good for democracy when there's choice, of course. Absolutely.
This idea that the Liberal Party is captured by a dominant faction and that this is a response, and you seem to be saying a positive response to that. What is this capture? I mean, obviously the Liberal Party of Australia is not the Republican Party of the United States.
No, it absolutely isn't. But I think it is fair to say that the voice and the influence of the moderates or the small L Liberal wing of the Liberal Party at the federal level is diminished and diminishing.
So the broad less church of the Liberal Party is what, dying, is it?
Well, it's narrowing, right? They've taken a few of the pews out. Now, that's not true everywhere in Australia. In the New South Wales government, you see, you know, great leadership by moderates like Matt Keane. But in the federal party room, and I mean, few people have had as much experience with that as I have, so I'm not speculating. In the federal party room, the tide has really gone out for the smaller liberals and the moderates. And so the consequence is that people who were more comfortable with that side of the Liberal Party are, if you like, voting with their feet and supporting Teal independence. Now that's their democratic right, and whether you want to vote for them or not, I'm not encouraging people to vote for anyone. I'm encouraging people to vote. That's the only thing I'll do.
The Prime Minister says voting for an independent is a recipe for chaos and instability. Do you agree with that?
Well, no, I do not. And look, I'm sure I've said similar things when I was leading the Liberal Party too. I mean, all the big parties always say that. But the reality is that, look at the last sort of minority government in Australia, federal level, the Gillard government, between 2010 and 2013. Gillard depended on the support of crossbench independents for confidence and supply, but they weren't the cause of instability. The cause of the instability was, you know, the Rudd v. Gillard civil war within the Labor Party. Mm. So, you know, I mean, look, it's easy for the big party. The big parties, whether it's Labor or Liberal, are hardly in a position, credibly, to say that they represent the best chance for stability. I mean, just, you know, cast your mind back through the last decade of political history in Australia.
The final thing I want to ask you is just a response to Peter Dutton's comments previously. I mean, he's said that you're intent on revenge, and I'm sure your comments today will be read by some in your party or the party you led as an attempt to destabilise. Is this revenge?
Well, of course not. Look, unfortunately, Peter Dutton always wants to play the man and not the ball. I mean, he is a head kicker. That is his, that's what he does. And it's, you know, I would suggest that people read the speech in full. Don't just rely on what on the headlines that a sub-editor has put on them. Read the speech. It makes some important points about our democracy. Our democracy is absolutely the most precious, you know, political asset that we have. And, you know, and I, as I conclude this speech, you know, just as disaster follows neglecting repair and maintenance of industrial systems, so too does neglect imperil the continuation of our democratic institutions. If January the 6th did anything, it should have banished complacency.
Malcolm Turnbull, thank you.
Thanks so much, David.
Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull speaking there with David Lipson.